From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A scientific scandal is threatening one of the federal government's most expensive undertakings. The project is the Yucca Mountain Nuclear Waste Dump in Nevada. Apparently, scientists studying the safety of the site may have doctored their research. Federal agencies running Yucca Mountain concede the situation looks bad, but they say the proposed project should continue. NPR's Christopher Joyce has details.
Scientists have spent some 20 years and billions of dollars studying a big hole that's been dug underneath Yucca Mountain. It's supposed to hold radioactive waste now stored at nuclear power plants. One of the big worries at Yucca Mountain is that water might leak into the dump and then contaminate drinking water. Now it's been discovered that some scientists were willing to make up information for computer programs designed to predict the movement of water at Yucca Mountain. They also ignored procedures meant to ensure the quality of their data. They discussed all of this in emails sent 7 years ago. Now they've come to light. Members of Congress today confronted the Department of Energy and its subcontractor at Yucca Mountain, the U.S. Geological Survey, where the scientists worked. Panel Chairman John Porter read aloud an incriminating email written by one of the scientists about the computer programs.
I don't have a clue when these programs were installed, so I've made up the dates and the names. This is as good as it's going to get. If they need more proof, I'll be happy to make more stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, this is unacceptable.
The Departments of Energy and Interior have launched investigations along with the FBI. For Nevada Congressman James Gibbons, who opposes Yucca Mountain, what's really at issue is the Energy Department's eagerness to get the project finished.
What it is a scathing rebuke of a few scientists and a culture of management within the USGS and the Department of Energy, which has gone forward from day one with the idea that you could pound a square peg in a round hole at any cost.
For the U.S. Geological Survey, the emails are clearly an embarrassment. Survey Director Chip Grote assured the panel that his agency took the matter seriously. He said he doesn't know yet whether any scientific work had been compromised, but he declined to elaborate.
Inasmuch as this matter is under investigation by the Inspector General, we are unable to pursue our own assessment or discuss the matter until that investigation is complete.
Grote said that while the investigation proceeds, the scientists who wrote the emails will stay employed at the survey, but they won't be working at Yucca Mountain. Congressman Porter found that answer unsatisfactory.
What you're saying today, these same individuals that have admitted to falsifying documents, they are currently still working on other projects around the country?
They are working on other projects, yes, sir.
Have you met with these individuals?
I have not.
Has anyone met with these individuals?
Only their immediate supervisors, Mr. Chairman.
If I may interrupt, how serious do you take these allegations?
We take them very seriously, and we are very
obviously
anxious.
You don't.
I don't understand that point, Mr. Chairman.
Only members of the Nevada delegation presided at the hearing, but both of the state senators and the governor testified that Yucca Mountain should be halted during the investigation. That's something the state has been trying to do in the courts for years. The government spokesman said they saw no reason yet to stop work at Yucca Mountain. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.